91X News.
It's 12 degrees and cloudy at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Trish Allison. A Belleville man has been arrested and charged for attempted murder. 25-year-old Ellen Keller had also been sought for breach of probation. Police arrested him Tuesday. His sister, 26-year-old Teresa Keller, is also charged with attempted murder. She's due back in court this afternoon. Both are accused of attacking a 51-year-old Belleville man who was taken to hospital on November 6th with life-threatening injuries. The tents are still up at downtown Toronto Park. This after a judge ruled the Occupy Toronto protesters can stay in St. James Park, at least until Friday. That's when he'll hold a court hearing on the merits of a city eviction order. A decision is expected on Saturday, which means Occupy protesters can stay until then, but no new structures can be erected in the park. London, Ontario, Halifax, and Saskatoon have already evicted Occupy camps, and protesters in Calgary are on notice to leave their encampment. Ontario Premier Dalton McGuinty is dismissing reports he may be considering a run for the federal Liberal leadership. Several high-profile federal Liberals attended McGuinty's speech to the Economic Club of Canada on Tuesday, prompting renewed speculation he may run for federal party leader. McGuinty has always rejected notions of running federally in the past, and today said he has not changed his mind. He joked with reporters that he wants to remain married. McGuinty is in his third term as Premier of Ontario, but was elected with only a minority government last month after two previous majorities. He welcomed interim federal Liberal leader Bob Rae at his speech Wednesday, a rare public mention from McGuinty of Ontario's former NDP Premier. The new head of the RCMP says his first priority is to address recent allegations of sexual harassment in the force. Bob Paulson says the allegations do not reflect the force he joined, and he'll sort things out so Canadians can have faith in the RCMP and Mounties can work in a harassment-free environment. The government today announced the appointment of Paulson, a 25-year veteran of the force who spent most of his policing career in BC. He says accountability and leadership will be at the center of his efforts to transform the force. It's being called one of the worst security breaches to ever hit the social network Facebook, a spam assault that leaves explicit and disturbing images on users' profile pages. ABC's Sharon Reed reports.
The malicious spam attack on Facebook began a few days ago when some users were horrified to find gory or pornographic images posted on their profiles.
The way it starts is somebody either grabs a link or clicks on a link in Facebook or something connected to Facebook, which sort of launches it.
Lance Ulanoff is the editor-in-chief of the tech site Mashable.
They're trying to disrupt the service and really shake people's trust in Facebook.
Facebook issued a statement saying it's now trying to identify who's responsible. Sharon Reed, ABC News.
A man has died in hospital after a single vehicle collision on Highway 407 just north of Toronto. Provincial police say it appears the driver may have made a last-minute move to exit the 407 at Highway 400. He struck a crash barrier dividing the off-ramp in the highway. The eastbound lanes of the 407 that were closed after the collision have reopened. The northbound and southbound ramps to the 400 have also reopened after a police investigation. A dozen people have been arrested in a series of drug busts in the Greater Toronto Area. Officers carried out several raids across the region this morning in what police are calling Project Decepticon. Over two dozen search warrants were executed at homes and businesses in East Toronto, York, and Durham regions. Police say items seized include ecstasy, marijuana, cocaine, guns, and cash. Provincial police allege a driver was passed out with the motor running on a highway in Brant County near Brantford. Police say an officer responding to a tip from a motorist located a vehicle in the northbound lane of Highway 24 South on Tuesday night. The driver was taken to a police station in Brantford. Yvonne Jameson, 47, of Norfolk County, faces charges of impaired driving, failing to provide a breath sample, and possession of marijuana. She is scheduled to appear in court December 21st in Brantford. Two men in their 20s from Ontario have died in a house fire northeast of Edmonton. Mounties in Bonnyville say they got a call early today to a house fire a few kilometers east of town. When officers arrived, the house was fully engulfed in flames. Bonnyville Fire and EMS were already there and got out three people. The three, all males in their early 20s, were taken to hospital in Bonnyville where two were pronounced dead. The names are being withheld until next of kin are notified. A new report says the number of woodland caribou in Newfoundland is falling fast, and it calls on the province to take action. The report from the conservation group Canadian Boreal Initiative says the province should protect forest habitats that are still intact. It calls for forest management to allow herds to migrate seasonally without overexposure to predators. It recommends a temporary halt to all new tree cutting and road building in dense caribou habitat until management strategies are in place. The report says Newfoundland's woodland caribou weren't considered at risk in 2002 when the population was about 85,000 animals. That number has since dropped to about 32,000 as habitat loss makes caribou calves easy prey for bears and coyotes. We're hearing more from the mother of one of the young boys allegedly sexually abused by former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky. Aaron Kateski has the story.
The mother of the person known as victim number one said he cried when he heard Jerry Sandusky's voice, and she became sick listening to him say this.
I have horsed around with kids.
In an ABC News exclusive, the woman whose voice is disguised said what Sandusky allegedly did with her son is no game.
It's a planned out strategy to groom children. Molest.
Penn State grads concerned they'll be asked about the scandal in job interviews have been given advice from the Career Services Director, who says prospective employers should be told Penn State students are of strong character. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Harrisburg.
That's 91X News to 1207. Carl Ayette has sports next.
New or used, it's all good at Spelmer Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Trenton. Spelmer features the best in all makes and models, safety, innovation, fuel efficiency, and customer satisfaction. Whether it's your first car or you're simply ready to upgrade from that old beater, Spelmer Chrysler Jeep Dodge has what you're looking for at a price that won't be beat. Check out Spelmer's pre-owned and new vehicles at Spelmer.com and follow them on Facebook. Spelmer Chrysler Jeep Dodge, 51 Highway 33 in Trenton.
Spelmer, committed to excellence.
Good afternoon, I'm Cal Ayotte with 91X Sports. The Bulls will try to keep their five-game winning streak alive tonight as they are hosting the Peterborough Petes for the first game of an Omenom series. The puck drop is at 7:05 at the Yardman Arena. The Picton Pirates defeated the Napanee Raiders 7-2 last night to take a 9-point lead over the second place in Division A. The Lancers basketball team just edged the St. Lawrence Vikings at Loyalist last night. The Lancers came out strong in the fourth quarter to take the lead, but the Vikings came back in the game in the last 2 minutes, but Lancers still managed to win the game 63-60. It will be up to Corey Schneider to stop the Blackhawks as the Canucks was a top team in the West. Roberto Luongo is out with a number upper body injury. The visit to Vancouver opens a six-game road trip for the Hawks, who have won three straight. There are three other games, including Carolina at Montreal. The Toronto Star says the U.S. investment company is interested in buying a parent company of the Toronto Maple Leaf. The Star says Providence Equity Partners is looking at the Ontario Teachers Pension Plan's 80% stake at the Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment. It's not clear whether the private equity firm has made a formal offer yet. Rogers Communications has also shown interest in purchasing MLSC. Mark Krzyzewski sits atop the world's men U.S. college basketball with more wins than anyone else in Division I coach. He picked up his 903rd win last night as his Duke's Blue Devils beat the Michigan State 74-69. Krzyzewski has coached 37 years overall in the last 32 with the Duke, where he posted 830 wins. The 2012 European Championship as the strongest possible 16-nation lineup according to the ranking of the UEFA, which decided the seedings today. 14 IS-rated countries in Europe have qualified to join the co-host. 15th-ranked Ukraine and number 28 Poland. The powerful lineup was confirmed when all the favorite teams advanced from the fourth-round playoffs series completed yesterday. Joe Frazier's family and friends are saying goodbye to the former heavyweight champion at two memorial services near his hometown in South Carolina. Frazier is being remembered first for his service Wednesday morning at Bethesda Christian Fellowship Temple on St. Helena Island. A public memorial service will follow at noon, in a waterfront park in Beaufort, in the country where he grew up. This is day 139 of the NBA lockout. The big news yesterday involved players like Carmelo Anthony and Kevin Durant, who filed class action antitrust lawsuit against the league in two states. Games through December 15 have been cancelled. Tiger Woods and Steve Williams will be reunited for day one of the President's Cup in Australia, although it will be on the opposite side. Woods and Steve Strickers will go up against KJ Choi and Adam Scott, the popular Aussie who now has Williams on his bag. The US versus the World competition opens later today. Send us your team or league scores, email sports@91x.fm. That's sports, here's Trish Addison with 91x weather.
Today, mainly cloudy and a 30% chance of showers this afternoon. Temperatures steady near 11. Tonight, partly cloudy, clearing before morning and a low of plus 2. Tomorrow, sunny, becoming partly cloudy early in the evening and a high of plus 5. And on Friday, cloudy and a high of 7. At 12:11, it's 12 degrees, and 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Trish Allison with Carl Ayette. News is next at 1.